Okay. First of all, name and how old
My
are you?
name, Beryl Brown, and I'm 69. I was 8 when the Depression hit.
And?
My father was a musician and worked in a music shop, Nicholson's. And when the Depression hit, those things folded first. So he was out of work 4 years, and he started at the BHP one Friday and was killed the next Friday doing a job he should never have been doing after 4 years out of work.
So how'd that affect the family with no income? Was there any income at all?
Well, no, there was no income. In those days you didn't get the dole, you got a voucher for food. And that was all.
So your mother had to go out to work then?
There was no work for anybody. She couldn't work either.
So you mainly relied on soup kitchens?
Well, we lived in our own home and we had money in the bank. But then when Jack Lang had the banks closed on him in the Depression, we couldn't get to our money. And so we lost our home. We had money, but we lost our home.
You owned the house and it was sold?
We didn't own it, we were paying it off. And so we couldn't keep up the payments, we lost our home. So we did have a fishing cottage up on Platts Channel on Hunter River. So we moved into there. And my father was very much of a handyman, and he turned it into a lovely little doll's house. Now, we ate fish and oysters, and we didn't do too badly at all, considering we always ate. But you couldn't get things like shoes or clothes.
So you used the older clothes that you
just
lived, basically, simply.
Yes, we stayed in our shoes till we couldn't wear them any longer, and we inherited somebody else's somebody else inherited ours. People used to trade a lot. You know, I've got a pair of shoes, Beryl,
so
I can't wear anymore.
He's traded with neighbours and...
Yes.
Food-wise and...
Well, if anybody had anything... Food-wise, you know, if they had a good catch of fish or whatever, they used to share it out among the other folk around, keeping enough for tomorrow. But I can remember walking to school over the paddocks to go to school at Mayfair West with no shoes on, because we put them on at the gate so that we had a pair of shoes that would last.
Yeah.
But the JoJo's on the paddocks were far from funny, and it is one of the memories of my childhood, rotten JoJo's.
And how long did this last for?
Well, about 4 years.
4 years?
About 4 years,
no,
yes.
Very hard times.
Very extremely hard times. We saw more dinner times than dinners, actually.
And soup kitchens, did you go to soup kitchens?
No, not really. I don't remember soup kitchens, but I do remember going mushrooming and blackberrying and, you know, anything that was around, we would definitely have to use. You relied upon it.
Yeah. And what about the other children at school? What are their parents?
Well, we were all in the same position. When the banks closed and nobody could get any money out, it was a pretty tragic thing to think that you had money and you couldn't get at it. Especially if you didn't have enough to eat. It was pretty tragic, you know. And of course people just kept on having children as they always did, which was a bad problem.
And the food for these children, like, say, they had to rely on other people, and people just relied on each other.
People relied on each other a great deal. And it's quite amazing the local feeling that you can generate at a time of emergency.
I suppose great friendships are made during this time.
Loyalties that you couldn't believe. I know after my father was killed, our hill started to slide down after a very wet season, and the council put the dole men in to dig us out, dig a path so we can get out. Otherwise, we may have been pushed right into the river. And the men around went and cut down a tree and stacked it up for Mum to have wood, so we would have no problem.
So how would you compare friendships nowadays? Like, are they a lot stronger or not as strong?
Well, I find people are the same. People have always been the same. Your family looks after you. Grandparents who'd paid their homes off would help their families best they could, you know. I don't think people change, and in an emergency you find people doing what people always did. They worry about one another.
And